Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. Your boy Mike Now. The game version one. The best game show on radio.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Mike Knox. Three S's, cause I'm hardcore.
Woo! You know what I mean?
You can call me CEO.
The best damn show in radio. Electrifying man and sports talk radio.
Fired in a piece of paper, bearing my name. Got the hottest chick in the game, wearing my chain. That's right.
I am your million-dollar host. You are the million-dollar audience, and together we tag in and out to form the million-dollar connection. If you don't like it, you should listen anyway. The best damn show and radio.
Finally, The Rock has come back to the best damn show and radio. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for joining me, your host, Mike Knox. Three X's because I'm hardcore people, but you already know that. And welcome to the show. First, the particulars. The number to call in, 347-637-3859. Follow us on Twitter at your boy, well, not at your boy, but I'm your boy, at Mike Knox. That's three X's, guys. Don't forget it. And the email address is up for any email and questions you may have to ask our panel today. That's the best damn show in radio. That's THA at gmail.com. But people, I have questions for you today, so I want you to respond back to me and answer them. Do you like The Rock? Do you like Stone Cold Steve Austin? Do you know who Scott Hall is? Do you know who Razor Ramon is? Well, that's kind of a trick question. He's the same person, okay? Well, maybe a little too easy on that one for you, but do you know Savio Vega? Check your history. How about Lance Hoyt? Do you know where to find him? Well, this week here in the barbershop, we talk wrestling and all there is to do with the greats of wrestling. But don't forget, we also will discuss, guys, how could I forget the NBA All-Star Weekend? We had a great night starting off last night with, yeah, I'm going to say it, Justin Bieber getting his shot blocked by my boy Big Nose, Scottie Pippen, okay? Stole the MVP from Pippen. We had the rookie sophomore game. Big shots out to my boy John Wall. Man, he won the MVP for the rookies yesterday. What a performance, dropping 22 dimes. And also, guys, we have tonight, yes, can the slam dunk contest live up to dunk contest of before? We shall see. But, guys, as always, I wear my heart on my sleeve, and I started with this. Last week, guys, there was a big fight on hand. His name is Fedor Fedorenko or Kalalenko or Kia. I don't know. You tell me. Not a big fan of the guy. And listen, for all my UFC guys out there listening, my MMA guys, shall I say, if you will, so to speak, I don't mean no disrespect. I'm just saying what I'm saying. The guy is past his prime. Here in America, he's done nothing for me to be a fan. So as far as I'm concerned, Fedor, good riddance. You're retired. You're taking up my TV space. Also this week, question, guys. I told you I have a lot of questions. Can you answer them? T.O. versus Chad Johnson. Is it really a beef? Or are these guys just being who they are? Yeah, I'm going to say it. I would be disrespected if someone said this about me. So if Chad, you know, Johnson or Ocho Cinco or, you know, Esteban, whatever you want to be called this week, or Terrell Owens, you know, the guy who openly on TV admits that, you know, he refused to go see his illegitimate child. Yeah, two divas. Or are they really real? Do they really don't like each other now because of the way this season went? Because, frankly, if that is true, That's their egos, guys. Could you expect anything less? Okay. Also this week, guys, I got to touch on, of course, we opened up with wrestling. So I'm going to go back to wrestling, the 600th edition of SmackDown. What was your favorite moment? Hey, guys, here go one of mine right here. And during this show, I will play other favorite moments from SmackDown. You know, the third longest running episodic television weekly show in television history? Yeah, behind, of course, Raw. But hey, it's Monday Night Raw. So before I dive into wrestling, and this show, guys, I'm just putting a warning out there for you now. This is for my wrestling fans. Wrestling's in my roots. Deeply in my roots, if you understand what I'm saying, because I have a lot of inner testicular fortitude. What about you? Okay? And also, but I'm going to start off with the NBA. Why I can, because, guys, today on the show, we have one of the founding fathers of the NWO joining us, Mr. Scott Hall himself, a.k.a. Rey de Ramon. Also on the show today, Savio Vega. What do you know about Los Boricuas? And let's not forget Lance Hoyt. Let's find out what he's doing today. Today is full of wrestling. But next week, guys, I'm going to dive into the NBA so big, so heavy, I'm going to make your head spin, okay? Like my man did in Airplane or what's his name, baby? The Griswold Boy. When Harold Griswold said, I wouldn't be more surprised if you took my head off and sewed it onto a bearskin rug. For all my fans out there on Christmas vacation, know your movies, guys. Know your movies. But without further ado, I'd like to bring on no more other than Mr. I like to refer to him as Mr. Hollywood. Let's find out what he's up to today, shall we? What's going on, Big D?
Hey, what's going on, brother?
I am jacked, packed.
Yeah, I'm jacked myself. You know what? It's not about Hollywood. It's about Mr. Hoyt, Savio Vega, and Mr. Scott Hall today.
That's who it's about today, big guy. How you been doing this week, man?
Hey, you know, same old, just working. You know what I mean? Working, you know, just trying to get, you know, look for auditions and things like that. I was in New York City last week. But like I said, I've been looking forward to when I got word about today's show and who was going to be on. I'm pretty excited and can't wait to see what they have to say.
Hey, look, we also got the NBA guru. We call him Easy, but his name should be Biggie. Let's see what's going on with him.
Yo, yo.
What's going on, Biggie? What's going on, Easy?
What's going on? How y'all?
Man, I am enjoying the week. We are packed today for all my wrestling fans. Look, we may not even get a chance to get into the NBA because
I don't even care.
Right. Listen, but I got to go here, though, right now, because next week we're going to dive into the NBA so big. I'm DVRing right now. I'm not sure if you guys are watching what's going on TNA, but they're having a fantasy draft of the greatest basketball players of all time. Charles Barkley, Kenny Smith, Reggie Miller, Chris Webber, you know, he called a timeout, Steve Kerr, and Kevin McHale. Now, here go the funny part, right? Is that Charles Barkley had the first pick, and the man picked Allen Iverson, not Michael Jordan. Wow. I don't know about y'all. Yes. Second pick was Kevin McHale. Of course, he picked his boy, Larry Legend. And then, of course, the smart one, Reggie Miller, said, I ain't no fool. He beat me plenty of times in the playoffs. I'm going to take his airness. And he took Michael Jordan. But, guys, tonight, the NBA All-Star Game is upon us. But before we go ahead and we dive into the NBA playoffs or the NBA All-Star Weekend, which, by the way, I personally think is the best weekend of all when it comes to All-Star Games, I got to quickly, real fast, get into – I want to go ahead and get into my Song of the Week right now while I take a small break, make sure we got our guests lined up the way they're supposed to be. But, you know, guys, I'm not going to even lie to you. As I sit here – lately, Blog Talk, if you're listening, where are all my sound bites that I put in for the show to have on a weekly basis? I don't sit here and go through this hard work, preparation, getting ready for a show when all my stuff can't be here, okay? But maybe this is it. Let's go ahead, God, and go to the Song of the Week this week. This is a powerful song for me, and this song is going to set off the rest of the show, okay? So for everybody out there listening, let's go ahead. Let's get yourself in the chat room. Game, get your popcorn ready because the best damn show on radio, we coming back. We coming back with fire like no other show. The barbershop is open. Come get your lineup on. The best damn show on radio. 347-637-3859.
This is like a symbol for black. Can tell the real by how the real interacts. We all get lifted in the game. Yeah.
It's only right that I'm aggressive.
Yeah.
You gotta be in it to win it.
Yeah.
I never come lame, type killing in the game. It's only right that I'm aggressive.
Yeah.
You gotta be in it to win it. I never come lame, type killing in the game.
Music.
Raised by game, but this ain't phased by fame. Come to the crib, get, they take your change, stay in your lane. Ain't the way of the game. My brainstorm is like a stay in the rain. My favorite was Kane. Now I'm dope with weight in the game. You was hot, but can't stay in the flame. Ghetto pain and windows crack. The fist is like a symbol for black. You tell the real by how the real interact in the middle of whack. My soul sticks to a track. Kick back, records get kicked to the back. I want big cribs and my man Ronnie to get his. Child in a good school to know where the gift is. It's global warming, the world is shifted. Watch the sweet 16. Rich kids, you don't know it like you gotta go the distance, brother. Yoga, we all get lifted in the game.
It's only right that I address it. Gotta be in it to win it. I never come lame, type killing in the game. But get busy. It's only right that I address it. Gotta be in it to win it. I never come lame, type killing in the game.
Yeah.
Music.
I never kiss the ass of the masses. I'm the black molasses. Thick and I lasted past these rap bastards. They tried to box me in like Cassius Clay. Hey, I'm like Muhammad when he fasted. Opposing the fascists. Made cuts that got gasses. Scratches over third eye lashes. Punchlines are like jab hits to rappers whose careers now ashes. Too many slashes in his name. Came in the game as ignorance. From weak rhymes to clothing lines to an actress. I seen them dash and smash it. I yell, run, run, while I cook the plastics. The weak hearted become Babylon puppets. Making it hard for real hustlers. Touch the sky now and then with a lady friend. Give thanks to the most. That's how the day begins in the game.
It's only right that I address it. You gotta be in it to win it. I never come lame, type killing in the game. But get busy. It's only right that I address it.
Yeah.
Gotta be in it to win it. I never come lame, type killing in the game.
I just wanna be like a killer, an achiever. From the streets of the side, but some get for leisure. Gotta clean us, from to barbershops and beamers. Sticks with blonde weeds and strong legs like Serena. The demeanor of the ghetto, to never stay settled. All the men and corrupt man play pharaoh. Good bring business to the hood like Harold's 5-year-old. Walking by they stuff in the streets, the young die of cancer. I stop eating meat, greet the gods on 87th Street like peace. Even though it's water, she got a face in the. The game ain't chasing the sweet. Cats flow with steel, and they complacent with beats. My radio station is deep, so
question, counting paper and blessings in the game.
It's only right that I address it. Gotta be in it, do it.
I never come lame, type killing in the game.
I get busy. It's only right that I address it. Gotta be in it, do it.
I never come lame, type killing in the game.
Welcome back to the best damn show in radio. Guys, real hip-hop, real wrestling. Yeah, wrestling is fake. Nah, people are fake. Wrestling is real. We got my boy Big D from the Brick back with us. We got Easy Beats joining us as well. Guys, this show is epic today, but we got to start off with one thing and one thing only. The questions I've been pouring into me all week, Big D, The Rock has come back to wrestling. Now, if you've been on Twitter today, guys, and I've been on Twitter, I know, Big D, you follow it too. John Cena asked the people, should he respond? I guess the people said, yeah. Cena said it was going to be a very interesting week of wrestling, which to me means maybe tomorrow, maybe Monday. Obviously, Monday, he's going to respond. But, Big D, the question goes that everybody's wondering or saying, Cena Rock. I don't see Rock wrestling at WrestleMania. If he does, hey, the world will stand on its axis and spin backwards like when Superman won when Lois Lane died, because that's what would happen if The Rock stepped foot in the ring at WrestleMania. So I don't necessarily see that per se happening. But what do you see happening with The Rock at WrestleMania as it involves Cena and maybe The Miz?
Well, it's more than likely going to be a special enforcer type of role, whoever the case. But there's a couple scenarios that can come out of this, and to be honest with you, I'm glad that The Rock came back, number one, because it's definitely given us some interest in wrestling again. 1 million people, in other words, because they said the Raw ratings had 4.7 million people watching, which equated to a 3.1 rating. They said 5.7 million people watched that segment for 20 minutes with The Rock.
And the best part about that is he didn't come on to dead last when the show went off, D, but go ahead.
That's what I'm saying. So basically, I could see one of two things happening. Either A, he's a special enforcer. Well, actually, three things happening. B, Rock's seen at WrestleMania, which will probably get those buy rates up. Or C, some type of confrontation happens, which leads to SummerSlam, because guess where SummerSlam's at? In L.A.
And that's what that's what I was saying earlier. It's like, yo, L.A. this year is like you just said, SummerSlam. I don't see him coming back at WrestleMania either. We know he's obviously going to have an altercation. We can see that.
Have something, because I was on the timeline this morning. I had responded, but then Snooki, because John Cena doesn't want Snooki to follow him on Twitter, and she's finally following him, and she even said something about fist pump his face or something like that. So she's like a Cena fan, apparently. But it's getting people interested again. And, I mean, you want to know something? I don't – like, this just goes to show you that I don't need the re-spoilers anymore. Like, it gets you caught up in the moment again. Because I remember the days where we didn't have to go online – To get a spoiler or to get a tidbit on what's going on. No, they said the wrestlers did not know. The only people that knew was Kevin Dunn and Vince McMahon.
Yeah.
And the only wrestler that may have had an idea that he was going to be there was John Cena because of how hard he went on him. But that could have possibly happened, that Cena may have been the only wrestler that knew. And, of course, Triple H, but Triple H is not really an active wrestler right now.
Well, this is also what's going on right now. As I speak, we have a caller coming in right now. Let's find out who this is on right now. I know who this is. It's only – I have to be honest. The People's Champ came back Monday, and he is the most electrifying man in sports entertainment. But – your host, Mike Knox, is the most electrifying man in sports talk entertainment radio. And next to me can only be one person.
If you smell what The Rock is cooking.
What's going on, Mr. Waz Shabazz, the one they call Waz?
What's that, man?
And your boy came back. And
yeah, man.
Not only did your boy come back, the part that's great about it all is it. Can we please stop having this conversation of TNA and WWE, please?
Yeah, it's a wrap, man. Listen, man, TNA is TNA is second rate at best, man. Like you know, you say it every week, man. The pimple and the donkey's behind, man. It's really like it's not even nobody cares, man.
That's an insult to a donkey's behind, by the way. Because by watching, you know what? The half hour that I actually spent watching TNA on Thursday night, I wish I would have gotten 31 of my minutes of my life back because that was just absolutely hard. And I mean, it's just getting to the point where it's like they're trying so hard to carbon copy Vince's product, man, and they just have no identity anymore. And when you don't have an identity, you're going to lose viewers, you're going to lose sponsors, and that only means one thing, and that's the rise and fall of the TNA DVD, which will be out sometime in 2013, I'm just saying.
You know what? I wrote this down, Wise, before you go. I said, Eric Bischoff, is it me, or is Eric Bischoff like the Suge Knight of hip-hop? Like, you know, or like Vince is like Suge Knight and Eric Bischoff become Diddy. He wants to be all up in the videos. He wants to be all up in the promos and the matches.
And let me ask you a question, man. Let me ask you and Big D a question, man. Did anybody catch when they first started running the promos for the Elimination Chamber and they said invented by the devil himself? Was that a stab at Eric Bischoff?
You know what? I don't know because sometimes they say that Vince is, you know, they say Vince is the devil. But the whole thing with that
But you remember the storyline, though, that Eric Bischoff came up with the Elimination Chamber.
Yes, he did.
But now that he's not there.
You know what, Wise? I'm like,
But my thing is, like, do you think they want to give him respect for that? You know what I mean? Like, do they care enough? You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Nobody outside of, you know, Vince thinks that we forget stuff. We obviously don't. We're like, you know, we're like elephants when it comes to wrestling things. That's why we're on the
show. FTD has delicious news for dessert lovers.
What the heck was that? Live radio when you got Easy Beats online with his Google calling app so you can hear everything in the background. Thank you.
I don't even thumbs it up.
So, guys, the number to call in, 347-637-3859. We already got a call in from Savio Vega. He'll be checking back in 45 minutes. We're waiting on the bad guy himself calling in the next 10 to 15 minutes. Stay tuned for that. But we're going hard on wrestling today. Now, I said earlier in the show, I'm not sure if you heard this, Wise. Cena responded on Twitter. Past what he did on Monday after Monday night when he said, do you guys want me to come at him or not? And, you know, everybody, I guess, said, yeah, come at him. So Cena said it's going to be a very interesting week in wrestling. For WrestleMania to get as much sales as Vince wants, I think Vince is trying to push that sale that UFC 100 got, to be completely honest. Believe it or not, it surpassed WrestleMania in pay-per-view buy rates. It did.
Oh, wow.
At $100 million and a pay-per-view buy rate did that UFC 100 give. So I think Vince might be chasing that. I don't see The Rock just disappearing from now to WrestleMania.
No, I don't see that either, man. And can I say this or ask this question? And you and I talked about this earlier, Mike Knox. Is it just me or did The Rock cut a promo so hard that made John Cena totally, like, exposed him as sucking?
That's what I was going to bring up next. I'm going to ask you that.
Oh, man.
I'm going to ask you that as well, Big D. Me and Wise talked about it. If what The Rock did, could that break Cena's career? Let's be honest now. He has soccer moms and kids. And right now, all he has is the kids. And, of course, that guy we watch every time we go to wrestling here in Delaware because that guy likes to hang on the swing on the, you know, of John Cena. Other than him, and I'll be honest with you, I'm a Cena fan. I hate people say, oh, I'm a Cena fan. I'm not going to lie, but I'm not a bigger Cena fan than a Rock fan. Okay, let's just call it what it is. I am a Cena fan. But this could be bad for Cena in the long run unless they're going to turn Cena heel. Now, with the question...
You want to know something? This is the same thing that happened in 2002 when Hogan came back, and I'll tell you why. Because let's not forget, The Rock was in a similar position. The people were starting to boo The Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't know if you guys remember that.
I remember that.
Yeah, they did. I remember that.
And I'll tell you right now, when Hogan went through customs in Toronto, they didn't even check him for his passport. They kicked The Rock's boot when he walked through customs. Customs wanted to see The Rock get his butt kicked. So, I mean, I can see similarities, and I think this is the way the torch should be passed. Because I don't think the torch has been passed properly yet.
No.
They said Austin did it when they gave him a beer at the Hall of Fame and all this other stuff. I think The Rock has to do what was done for him, and that was beat, will face John Cena at WrestleMania on the biggest stage of them all. You want to know something? Hogan passed it towards Andre passed it towards the Hogan. Hogan passed it towards The Rock, and now Rock has to pass it towards the Cena in order for Cena to get the respect from the people, and I guess from our demographic, the 18 to 34 male demographic, that most of them don't like John Cena. So I think that match has to happen.
But you want to know why males don't like John Cena, to keep it all the way real? Because when The Rock got booed, The Rock had no problem telling the people what he really felt, what was on his mind. You know what I mean? John Cena gets booed, and John Cena's like a little girl, man. Like, he doesn't, like, I can't ever say anything back to the people. Like, the people are, no hardcore wrestling male fan with any sense of testosterone wants to see some guy that wants to kiss everybody's behind every time he comes out. If John Cena would get some more of that Thuganomics in him and say, you know what, y'all booing me, anybody boo me, screw you. You know what I'm saying?
I agree. You said that about 2 years ago, Laz.
They tried to do that the night after Royal Rumble 2006 when he beat Edge to get his title back, okay? He cut a promo.
I remember that, too.
He was like, for those that want to ride with me,
ride with me. Right.
And the rest of y'all can kiss my...
That was actually the birth of the Cena Nation that night.
Exactly. So my thing is that I don't think that Cena's being given the creative freedom to do what The Rock did before. You got to understand, it is a totally different product now with people running in the back. No one told The Rock what to do.
Yeah.
Okay? We got to really bring it back to basics. No one told The Rock what to do, because The Rock did what he wanted to do. Heck, him and Foley took 30 minutes on Raw to do that This Is Your Life thing. Vince got mad at first until he saw the ratings the next day, which got an 8.3, which is still one of the highest rated cable segments of all time.
Do you think that these guys are afraid, Big D? Because,
I don't think so.
We got to think. Let's take it a step further, right? We have to believe that Cena is Rock status with the company. He's Hogan status with the company. We have to believe that much, because we can see it in front of our eyes every week. Okay, now. Maybe he's just that kind of person where he doesn't want to be defiant. Everything you've ever heard about The Rock prior to The Rock becoming The Rock is that he had a bad attitude. He didn't listen. You know, he got kicked off. He had attitude issues. So, I mean, you got to think, the guy personally said when they named him Rocky Maivia, he hated it. He said, that's a stupid name, he said. Those words, I don't want to be called Rocky Maivia. That sucks. The people are going to boo me. And they did. Okay, outside of Sonny.
Not the first night in which I was. When I say I had the honor of being there at the Survivor Series in '96 at the Garden, everybody, because it was.
I saw that pay per view, D, and the crowd may have gave him some respect, but I
know that the whole arena was chanting Rocky, Rocky, because it was him by himself against Goldust and Barry Windham in the last two Survivor Series.
I just watched that match the other day on WWE On Demand, which they should give me some money for, because I promote him every week on the show. I don't remember that happening. I'm not saying you're wrong, but from my vantage point, you know, they say vantage points, they booed that man every night for the next 7 months as he was Rocky Maivia. And going into that WrestleMania match when he fought,
that was Rikishi.
That was Rikishi?
That was Rikishi.
I never knew that. Big shout out to Big D, the Stat Room Guru, a.k.a. Hollywood. But guys, the number to call in, 347-637-3859. I told you guys, SmackDown was 600 yesterday. Let's go into my second favorite SmackDown moment of all time. And we'll be back with you with the best damn show in radio.
Wait a minute. Where the hell is Big Show taking lessons?
I don't know what he's doing. Big Show's doing here.
Big Show with that hand wrapped around the neck of Lesnar, but
tough to break that grip when you have the palm beat out of him.
Where the hell is Big Show going?
Ladies and gentlemen, Big Show ain't no cruiserweight. He's 500 pounds. Where the hell is he going?
Oh, look at that. Brock Lesnar desperately. Big Show got caught up on the top turnbuckle.
Big Show's in a land where he doesn't belong on those ropes.
And Brock Lesnar looks to take advantage.
Well, here comes Brock now. Here comes Brock.
The champion.
Whoa.
Wait a minute. No.
Oh, my God.
No.
Lesnar with a
no. He goes to the back.
No. Freaking way.
Is he just Big Show up?
Superplex.
No, he can't do that.
The 500-pound superplex.
Brock Lesnar to the top rope.
No.
Top rope. A 500-pound superplex.
Oh, my God.
Holy. What the hell?
be one of the greatest moments in SmackDown history. Jason Wild, Shabazz, Big D, Easy. When that happened, I mean, come on, Brock Lesnar, just come back. It's okay. You got your face beat in. We understand. We won't call you a punk. I still wouldn't approach you in a dark alley. Come back to wrestling. It's okay. It's okay. But now, guys, I have a question for Mr. Lopez, you know, formerly the TNA correspondent. He's taking a leave of sabbatical because of school and everything. He has some questions. I didn't want to take his shine and take it for myself like, you know, some people do with music. He said, now the question is, with The Rock being back, and how long you think he's going to be there, and do you think he's going to wrestle at WrestleMania? We obviously answered, I don't think any of us believe he's going to wrestle at Mania, but do you think that The Rock is here to stay? He did say, and I quote, "I will never leave you again." Now, with that being said, me and Wise talked about this. I don't think The Rock's here to stay in a capacity as like a general manager kind of deal. I see him being what we've all, at least I can speak for me and Wise, have wanted him to do all along. Just come back periodically. Don't give me videos. Come back in the ring like Stone Cold, Rock Bottom Maquette, give me the people's elbow, call John Cena, you know, pretty much kumse kumsa, and leave. I'm good with that. Easy, what do you think? Is The Rock here to stay, and do you care?
Yeah, I hope he is, number one. I think he'll be back. I mean, yeah, when he said, "I'll never leave you guys again," that really struck like a chord with me. I was like, wow, like, is he back for real? And then I started thinking, like, how were they going to, like, keep him there? Like, because I think he's going to wrestle Cena. It's just a matter of time before he wrestles Cena. But after he wrestles Cena, like, what is there left for him to do at that point? That's what I want to know, because I know he has one more match in him. I didn't think it was going to be at WrestleMania. I think it's going to be at SummerSlam, like you guys were talking about. That's what makes the most sense to me. But, I mean, I know. I hope he is staying, though, because I know I had chills when he came out. I ain't going front.
Well, who didn't have chills? That's not a brokeback moment. That's not a brokeback moment. Let's let that be understood to all my fans out there listening to the Best Damn Show on Radio, because you can either be brokeback or you cannot be brokeback. And as a man, when your Rock steps in the ring and you get goosebumps and you're screaming at 11:15 at night while your family and kids are upstairs screaming, saying, "And millions," that's not a brokeback moment. That's a fan. Why? Do you
right.
think The Rock is back to stay?
I think you hit the nail on the head, man. I think, you know, he'll be back periodically, man, and it's not going to be a situation where he was shunning wrestling for a while. He didn't want to be affiliated with wrestling at all. And I think now he's saying, like, I'm never going to turn my back on wrestling again. As far as him wrestling at WrestleMania, I do got to say one thing. I do agree with what everybody's saying. But at the same time, I think as a businessman and Vince trying to make WrestleMania the biggest thing, like,
right.
why would you take a match as big as Cena Rock and put it on SummerSlam versus WrestleMania?
You know what?
Yeah.
And I like that you say that, right? And I think we're all playing devil's advocate by saying, no, he won't wrestle at Mania. But here go a little something. D, I know you responded to the same Rock tweet today as well as I did. He tweeted a picture where he was working out. And now that could be a regular workout. He, you know, The Rock doesn't tweet. He truly got on Twitter to promote WrestleMania. That's to be real about it. He was not on until hours. Well, he was on a week ago, but he didn't tweet until hours before his appearance. Big D, Stat Room Guru, is The Rock here to stay, and will he wrestle at WrestleMania?
I mean, I put it to you this way. I'm pretty sure for the sake of his acting career, he really wanted to kind of go on his own way. You know, that he dropped The Rock name, and he just wanted to be known as Dwayne Johnson because he really wanted people to take him seriously as a true actor. And I think he accomplished everything that he wanted to accomplish in the world of wrestling. You think he did that in a matter of 8 years. You know what I mean? Flair's been wrestling, what, 39 years?
Right.
And Rock has done equivalent, to, in my opinion, to Flair in a short amount of time because just how charismatic and all the things that he brought, his athletic prowess and the whole thing. I think he's going to be around not as much. He even caught me off surprise when he said he'll never leave again. You know what I mean? That was major. But I tell you right here and right now, I saw an interview with Chris Jericho recently and online, and he was saying something. You thought that Rock news was something. Vince has a lot more up his sleeve for WrestleMania this year. So, because apparently, you know, obviously the buy rates weren't as great last year. You know what I mean? And I think what's going to also sell Mania this year is the amount of matches that's on the card. He has to have more than 8 matches.
Now, With this being said, now I had a tweet that said, and I quote, "Who needs Sting when you have The Rock?" Okay. Now, with what you just said, now I do openly note for all my TNA heads out there, please do me a favor, get your Rikishi, aka may he rest in peace, Yokozuna thong about your butt by thinking you got Sting so wrapped up, because he has not signed yet. And what Big D just alluded to, that Chris Jericho said, could it be possible that maybe Sting will come out to WrestleMania as well? This is what I got to say, and I'm going to take a commercial break, okay? Because we have a new sponsor today, guys. Yes, you heard it. I have a sponsor. Yes, I have been sponsored, okay? Now, with that being said, guys, shoot, I lost my train of thought.
You're talking about Sting, man, in WrestleMania.
Thank you. Only live can happen. I say The Rock is the greatest entertainer in the world that the world has ever seen next to Michael Jackson. That's just my personal opinion. Now, with WrestleMania looming, they all, in my opinion, every wrestler, here's my point, I'm sorry, Boaz, every wrestler, we had this argument before, to me, the Hall of Fame is all wrestlers got. No other Hall of Fame counts in wrestling. For whatever it's worth, it just doesn't count. It doesn't have the appeal, the sex appeal, if you will, so to speak, as the WWE Hall of Fame. Vince McMahon owns all of Sting's tapes, guys. He owns everything Sting has ever been a part of. Bill Goldberg as well. If these guys ever want to get more money, more money, more money, shots out to Shad to beat Gaspar, checking in with the best damn show on radio. Okay, the barbershop is open. They all want to go into the Hall of Fame, Wise. They all do. So I love the fact that TNA guys got it so wrapped up into their head that Sting is 100% coming back. I beg to differ, and we'll be back with the best damn show on radio and after my new sponsor. Check it out.
From the look on Mike's face, that little chick's at stake, ain't what you thought it would be. So Mike, give you one more, get a set time for, yeah, four times a steak. Four times a stick, cut the juicy, marinated, succulent steak. We all say, wow, that's like a whole honking cow. What is it, Mike?
One steak.
Four times a steak.
Four times a steak.
Taco Bell. I don't even eat that nasty stuff, but thank you for the shameless plug. Wad. I mean, you got to admit, that is one funny commercial.
Yes, indeed it is.
it's four times. I don't even eat that nasty stuff, but if I did, that commercial would make me want to go because they remind me of the wedding singer that was in Old School. That's what I'm just saying. I love that commercial. I love that commercial. So, guys, we got wrestling on deck. We're my producer, that's at Amira7 on Twitter, is going through the necessary things he has to go through to go ahead and get you guys. Listen, get your questions ready, guys. 347-637-3859. But yo, check this out.
Hey, yo. You gotta agree that being in Baltimore over the holidays is just too. I'm with you. Now, you probably heard by now that right at NWO Central, we got a little survey going on.
Yeah, but you don't have a TV show now, do you?
And it's real, real simple. You're either with us or you're against us. So, how many people here in Baltimore came to see WCW.
Right.
How many people in here in Baltimore came to see the Don't worry about a thing. NWO here to stay.
Yeah, I'd worry about Larry Zbyszko.
Like the B. W-O. We're just here to stay. And with all due respect to my co special guest, we're just too sweet. You don't believe me? Check the stats. I don't lie. Belts are us. What about you? Now, back to Monday Night Raw with my man Wise Shabazz, the one they call Wise Big D from the Brick and AKA Easy Biggie. Now, can't people have gone down to say, guys, that was the best Raw in 7 years, and I have to beg the difference. It was a great appearance by The Rock. It was a lackluster Raw, in my opinion. SmackDown blew the show completely out of the water, in my opinion. Big D, what do you think?
As far as his appearance is concerned, was it the greatest ever you're talking about?
Well, people said the show itself was the greatest, and I said, no, the show itself wasn't all that great. The Rock,
No.
What made the show, but I thought SmackDown overall was a better show this week. I always think SmackDown was a better show. That's just my opinion.
To answer that question, I mean, I tell you right now, Bryan Danielson and The Miz was a pretty good match, and believe it or not, Punk and Cena actually wasn't a bad match either. It was a decent Raw, and if it would have ended the way it did with the last match, I mean, honestly, it would have been an average Raw, but it's just The Rock gave the WWE the blood transfusion it needed to get back to prominence. SmackDown, obviously, they were preparing for the 600th episode, and, you know, with moments like that, they want to pull out all the stops, and that was a nice swerve they did with in the record books, Dolph Ziggler is now a former World Heavyweight Champion.
Yeah, yeah. And not just that. Bigger than that, Edge is an 11-time
yes.
World Champion.
But did you hear what Ziggler tweeted? And I'll read it to you right now. It says, I hope this youth movement continues, and I hope it's not just to build young guys and have the mainstays dominate and not pass the torch. I got into this business. Hopefully WrestleMania will not be a look back into the Attitude Era and have all the young guys watching backstage. I will see all of you again somewhere, and now it's time to make an impact and spike someone else's ratings. You know me. I'd rather be in Dixie.
See, now, I don't believe that he was fired.
No, he wasn't fired, but I just thought that was pretty clever of him to play with the fans like that.
I love it too. And guys, I gotta put you on hold. Wise Shabazz, Easy from the Brick, and Big D from the Brick. You on live because we got no other. I can't even introduce this man. I mean, as a child, I looked up to him. I played with him on my video games. And as an adult, every man who still buys SmackDown makes them on every single video game. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, stand up for the one and only Scott Hall!
Hey, y'all.
Hey, yo. It can't
say hello
get
to the bad guy.
What's going
Thanks
on?
Thanks for having me, bro. Thanks for having me. But first, I want to tell all the fans out there, hey, that whole thing about him getting off with his kid playing with me on video games, you know, take it the right way, because I heard this dude's a freak anyway, so I don't go that way, man.
Hey, man, long time no see. I have been dying to get you on this show since I started this show. What are you doing these days?
What are you, a cop?
No,
I've been behaving. What I've been doing is, I went through some health difficulties, you know.
Right.
And so I got resolved. Like 4 days ago, I couldn't do 10 push-ups. Yesterday, I did 100, and I picked up a 350-pound dude last night and gave my finish. And
Where were we last night? We were in Cataract, New Jersey. And tonight we're in where? I'm just like getting back on the scene. I've accepted a position with Psychopathic Sports, you know, the ICP and St. Clown Posse. They've had a wrestling company for years. And they invited me to be the executive consultant because they're going to start having pay-per-views like a couple times a month against Vince or once a month. And so I feel right now, having seen their show and having seen TNA and WWE, that the production quality of Psychopathic is already far superior to TNA. They just need some pretty MFers to point the camera at. And that's where me and my boys come in.
Okay, so you got you and X-Pac with you, or is that who's down there with you guys?
No, when Pac went to Worcester, Mass. Tonight, we're going down the street to Bloomfield. I just showed up a day early because I knew my boy was wrestling. I just want to hang out with him. I ended up getting involved in a match because, you know, you can't do that to my friend with me watching Punk. So we beat this dude up. What's his name? Monster something? Oh, Monster Mac. Monster Mac better have a few snacks because he was tiny next to us. And we stole Gorgeous George's girlfriend. So a good time was had by all.
Well, when you say you had a good time with her, was it just she was backstage in a limo, or how deep was it?
You know, I don't appreciate you talking about my new girlfriend like that, man. Why don't you do a face-to-face interview? What do you say?
Hey, with all due respect to the bad guy, I got a couple toothpicks myself. Now, let me ask you a couple questions here, yeah. Mr. Hall.
Hanging from your sleeves of your arm? What are you talking about?
No. No, no, not at all. Look, we got WrestleMania looming right now. Do you miss the being there in that limelight?
When you say looming, it's like it's something bad. You say, you know, it's radiating.
It's around the corner.
You should say WrestleMania is radiating. It's coming up.
It's coming up. Do you miss it?
Biggest show of the year.
Do you miss it?
Excuse me, it's, yeah, it just happens to be not that far from me. It's a 58-minute flight or flight drive. It's in Atlanta, and they're honoring a dude who I know real well. He's part of the clique. In fact, we're the original two clique, you know, and his name is Shawn Michaels. So I'm going to miss my dear friend being inducted.
That was my next question. So do you think the clique will get back together at the Hall of Fame?
Well, if I told you now, you might not buy the pay-per-view.
Oh, I still would buy it. It's Shawn Michaels going into the Hall of Fame. I buy WrestleMania no matter what.
Let me ask you something, bro. Did you ever hear about this thing called the curtain call?
Yes.
That's what y'all started calling it. We just started calling it. Shawn came to me. I'm sitting in Vince's office. They're setting the cage up. Shawn's fixing to work with Kev. I'm in there talking to Vince, and Vince going, damn it, you still work for me. It's the 11th hour. It's too late. I'm going, you know. The next day, I'm on WCW, NWO, you know. But Shawn came bursting and said, do you mind if we do what we talked about? So I walked out first. You know, Kev stayed down from the super kick, you know, sweet chin music. I walked out first, but I kind of went with it kind of slow because me and Shawn had a long history in that building, Madison Square Garden. But, yeah, right. And it's a cage. Like, wow, wait a minute. Do I want to get a cage with this brick? Because last time we used the ladder, we'd be filled up.
Right.
So, you know, I kind of milked it like that, like I was working it. But Shawn wouldn't have none of it. As soon as I walked in, he grabbed me and kissed me. So I said, okay, cool. I get it. Then heck with it. And then down came Hunter, who ended up getting all the heat for it. It was so wrong.
Right.
He should have been protective. What are you gonna do to me and Kev? We're gone.
you took that mother load money and left.
Another thing too, it was not planned. It was no planned thing to hurt them because we were leaving or anything like that. God, I'm not even that smart. But it's just that it was spontaneous. Shawn asked me to come out, and then he must have told Hunter separately to come out, and the four of us hugged and stood in the corners and did the click sign, which has become the Wolfpack sign, is the click. Bret Hart taught us that one time in Turkey. Me and Pac asked, we got a cat. We said, take us to the bad part of town. And we got there, we laid up, and these dudes are drunk and animal. I said, if you're ever in trouble anywhere in the world, you throw up the sign of the Turkish wolf. So we just changed it to, you know, Wolfpack. And he said, someone will help you. going everywhere.
So are you getting royalties off of that name then?
Well, I mean, what do you make a week, man? Let's talk about your finances.
I don't make enough right now.
You must not, because what did you give me? $5,000 for this? How much
seven.
Time's left?
Only seven. Now,
only
seven. Let me ask you a question.
You're only giving me $7,000.
Hey, listen, it's a future of sports entertainment show. Once I make it the big time.
You could say, listen to me, Chico, silencio. You could make so much more money if you quit repeating things. It's you're eating into broadcast time. Do you have a partner there? Or somebody could maybe say this smoother.
Well, I don't want to talk over you there, Mr. Hall. So you make me second guess what I'm trying to say.
When you're talking, I'm just like, hey, brother, when you're talking, I'm being quiet, but you just never stop. Both of us can't stop at the same time, and, you know, you called me, remember?
Okay. Well,
what do you
want
to know? Ask some questions. All right. Let's talk about wrestling. Get to the point, man.
You got Razor Ramon, you played, and you got Skull Hall. Which one did you prefer playing?
For me, at that time in my life, you know, you got to remember, wrestling business was different, and I was going through a lot of, you know, personal drama, like we all do. I didn't ask him for sympathy. But when I was in the AWA and stuff like that, you know, and Kurt Hennig and I, God rest his soul, with the champs and all that, I just was dressing how I dressed when I bounced a bar. I never had a real job. Bouncing bars, went right into pro wrestling. So, but I wanted it. I mean, I trained with Hiro Matsuda, and, you know, I mean, I was broken right by New Japan and stuff. And I don't know, man. I guess me just kind of worked up thinking about it. It was just, we weren't trying to hurt anybody. It was all just spontaneous.
Okay. So if you had a choice, right? You had the.
I'm sorry. You know what? I got to admit, I got Dane Bramish really from I've been clean for a while, but we genetically have bad hearts in my family, and I've been having seizures disorder, which is like an electrical storm in your brain, and I've been having, well, I'm medicine now. I haven't had someone in a while, but since Thanksgiving night. But so like I can't remember some stuff. But what was the question? Because I got a sweet answer.
Between
Scott Hall and Razor.
Yeah.
Well, the cool thing was Razor was a character, so even though like I was going through some personal drama, like we all do, when I got to go behind that curtain and hear that music, then it said, like, see, for me in Minneapolis, I was Scott Hall in the grocery store, I was Scott Hall in the ring. This way, I'm Scott in the grocery store, bang, they hit that ring music. That's Razor. You know, people go, how you doing? I go, better than you, monkey. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like Scott on the outside, oh my God, I'm getting it. You know, but when I had that relief was that. You know, that's what I found. It ain't no secret. I've struggled with booze and drugs like for a long time.
Right.
And you know what the solution has been is to be back on the scene in wrestling. So I'm doing a thing with Psychopathic Sports. We're going to get ready for some competition, Vince. And this is coming to you from the guy who changed wrestling.
Yes, you did. Now, so, speaking of those who changed wrestling.
Let me finish. And he's fixing to change wrestling again.
Well, with that change coming.
Please recording this so you can't screw this up, right? I hope you're
not. It's cool. So with that change coming that you're about to do, and I know we're all waiting for it, I had a question from the chat room. What do you think of the state of TNA and what Hulk Hogan is taking it right now?
I can't say anything bad about Hulk. He's a dear friend of mine, but I don't watch wrestling on TV. I study old stuff, old films. I'm a huge Freebird Mark. That's why I started the Wolfpack. I study old Dick Murdoch stuff. I study old Terry Gordy stuff. I was watching stuff with Gorgeous George and Killer Kowalski and stuff the other night, because anything old becomes new again. These dudes are doing stuff now that some people think boring and they get over like crazy. The people have seen enough flaming barbed wire, baseball bats, and
right.
Juice in every match, and everybody cursing, all that kind of stuff. So they agreed, you know, to let me come in and work as an executive consultant. So first thing I'm doing is change a lot of that. So they just want a guy to come in and take the heat, and it's me. But it's going to be sweet, brother. Now, who would I rather be? I enjoyed being Razor because the big difference was when you walk through the airport, when they go, Razor, immediately, you know they're fans. You know, and, you know, you respond like, what's up? But then when I started going by my real name, over blocks at the airport, somebody, hey, Scott. And immediately I look them right in the eye because they must know me. They call me Scott. Then I realized now I'm talking to everybody. All these people talking to me, I don't even know who they are. It's like, just catch you up. The best thing you do is, like, if they go, hey, Reyes, you can just walk by and just hold your hand up. You don't have to make contact, eye contact. When they say Scott, it's like, huh? And then now you're looking them in the eye. I mean, it just took me a while to get used to that. You know, but I think the it was fun being Razor. I didn't want to leave Vince. I wanted to stay there. I went in there man-to-man and said, look, what do I have to do to make more money like the guys who preceded me, man? Because, come on, I'm a babyface who does jobs, and I'm still important to this country. I mean, this company. You can leave me laying as a babyface, and they chant my name. I said, because the pay was real good, and they kind of leveled off. And I went to Bret Hart, who was the, you know, there was two belts back then, the big belt and the IC belt.
Right.
And I said, Bret, man, you need to go to Vince and ask for more money because I ain't happy with what I'm getting, so you can't be happy at all. And he said, no. Well, Bret didn't say no, but he obviously he did say no by his actions. So I went to Vince and said, Vince, is there anything we can do, man? I said, I ain't no mathematician, but when I get this dollar report, you know, merchandise report, I said, if we move that decimal spot over a few places, I said, would the McMahon family really know the difference? Because the Hall family would sure be enjoying it. And I said, you know, I asked for more than merch. That's how all those guys get rich now. He goes, nope, not going to do it. You get the same as Taker, Sean, Big Diesel, blah, blah, blah. So I said, okay, cool. And that's it. Because I'm knowing mean with him. So I said, okay, how about Japan? Let me have 10, 15 weeks a year. I'll go over there and get their money. Because this is before Vince went public. So if you made more, he made less.
Okay.
He literally is taking it out of his pocket and giving it to you. You know, but anyway, I don't know. I really enjoyed being raised in Vince. When I used to hear about him. Vince is a star maker, brother. His show is sweet. That's why I'm excited to be with Psychopathic and Insane Clown Posse. Because these guys are ultra talented, too. And with all the production stuff and TV cool highlights and graphics, they got a hot following. They got a huge base. And I'm going to be, you know, right in the thick of it, brother. It's going to be sweet. That's, I mean, gives me a buzz. In fact, we're late for a show now, aren't we? See, I'm not even booked. I'm just showing up and just going to talk some smack.
Hey, that's all that matters. Hey, you're doing it for the fans.
At least I'm not done drawing. I haven't had a drink today.
Hey, that's awesome. You can speak for yourself.
I think I'm right about 4 weeks now. I'm almost four. Hey, what? You don't have to shout. I can hear fine.
Hey, nobody's shouting. You can't hear me, brother. But I'm just going to congratulate you for 4 weeks. And, I mean, that's very big. Now, the question is, people want to know, what's some of the motivation behind your Scott Hall Last Call YouTube videos? What makes you say, okay, I'm going to put this out there for everybody to watch? Because they're very interesting.
Well, thank you. And it's YouTube, ScottHall.TV is the deal. And if you want to reach me for other stuff, go to Lightning Entertainment, ask for Gina. Or Debbie does my Twitter deal or something. So, because I'm like low-tech redneck. I ain't got a computer. I don't want one. So that's what I'm doing. But I heard that this internet's like not just a passing fad. So I thought I'd be involved. That's why I just film my own episodes, and it's, you know, I'm in control of everything once I get off on. I'm the cameraman, I'm the editor, I'm the director, I'm the host, blah blah blah. And then I choose the subject, and it's just whenever I feel moved. I got my camera with me all the time. See, we're fixing to go to the show now. You're making me late for it, man. So
Look, I got my one guy wanna ask you a question. Big D.
Hey, Scott, how you doing, brother?
Did I sign an autograph for somebody you know last night? Oh, that was Mike D. Anyway, never mind. What's up?
Hey Scott, how you doing, man?
Better than you.
All right. Well, I've been following your career for a long time. I've been following you when you were you alluded to it earlier, but you were in the AWA teaming up with Kurt Hennig. And I know
let me ask you something. What did you think of me at that time? Good potential, but a little green or what?
No, I thought you were good. I mean, you were pretty big. You know what I mean? You still a pretty big guy. But, I mean, I was just thinking there was a contrast of two different styles. You were more of the groundwork, and Kurt Hennig was doing a lot of the technical stuff. So it was a contrast of two different styles.
You don't understand what happened there, brother? I said it on the last video. See, look, I had to look. The business was just changing. The Road Warriors were on the scene, and Nikita Koloff. All the muscle look came into vogue, Billy Jack.
Right.
and became more about marketing and TV ratings than dudes who could work. But they didn't look the part. So as a little kid, that's when it became more of a youth audience, which are all the money, is because kids got disposable income because they just asked their parents for some. And if you're like me, you give it to your kids. So, you know, he made a move to that, and I had to look. I mean, I don't know if you saw any old pictures of me. I mean, I don't know. I had the Village People mustache.
Yeah, the stash, as I was going to mention. But I had a question in regards to that, with the AWA. There's a lot of people leaving AWA to work for Vince, you know, back in the 80s. Did they send any feelers to you in the 80s in regards to working for Vince?
Well, if you'll shut up, I'll answer the question. Jack Lanza, who brought me from St. Louis, I met him in St. Louis. I was working for Beguigal out there in Kansas City, getting $50 a night, but you got six nights a week. So you get to be in the ring all the time. That's where I met Shawn Michaels. Me and Shawn traveled together every day and talking business the whole time. I mean, these are 300-400 mile trips, brother, in western Kansas. You don't even see a tree.
Wow.
So we just talk business. You know, we listen to country and talk business. Anyway, we got to go now. We got to go, brother. We're going to go. We're fixing to go rock another his house. Nice talking to you, man. If you want to speak to me again, you can get hold of Gina. Okay, and everybody out there, they're so funny. I don't know. I decide what goes up, but, I mean, I don't know. We got some funny stuff coming up for you, and I hope you enjoy it. It's YouTube, Scott Aldi TV. Thanks for your time, brother. We got to go.
Thank you. All right, guys. That was Scott Hall, no other than Razor Ramon. Give him a round of applause, guys. I mean, whether you like him or you don't like him, he's exactly what he is on TV. Hey, yo, Waz.
Yo.
What can you say, right?
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo.
What's going on, E? Man, that was a very, very hard thing
different.
To do. different thing to do.
Wouldn't say different.
So, great interview. Great interview. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, the great Scott Hall. Now, I got a chance to ask some of the questions we wanted to ask them. So we got a little snippet for all my wrestling guys out there. Lexington, I know you're out there, eWrestlingNews.com. I know you're listening as well. Hey, he's going to be at the Hall of Fame. He said it right here on the best damn show in radio that he was going down to the Hall of Fame. So it's what it is, guys, the best damn show in radio. We strive to bring you the best in sports and entertainment. But, guys, without any further ado, I have another guest on the show because this is the best damn show on radio. So this is where I used to have a motto. Remember, Wise, the show the pros listen to? Well, if you don't like it, listen anyway. No other guys than Savio Vega! What's going on, Mr. Vega?
Is in the house. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing awesome, man. Thank you for putting some energy back into the show. What's going on with you, man?
Well, man, first I want to say thank you to you and thank you to everybody that is listening at this moment right now. And if you don't listen, tell your friends, call them, text them, Twitter, Facebook, do whatever you want and tell them the tool
hey,
to the best damn radio.
The best damn show for that. But we're going to get that straightened out, Mr. Vega. My wife told me to tell you that she's half Puerto Rican, but I'm going to tell you right now that's a lie because I've been banned from Puerto Rico because she knows if I go down there, I come back home. So that's what you are right now. How is the weather down there in Puerto Rico? It's a little windy up here in the States.
Well, right now it's been, some showers here and there, a little, not that kind of cold, but with the weather here being, in the 80s, at night getting down into the 60s, 70s, but it's okay. Right now it's some showers here there, a little bit, but it's nice. I love it. And listen, just an advice, if she is half Puerto Rican, be careful, okay?
Listen, before I married my beautiful wife, I had my dip in the sand, if you will, so to speak, of my Puerto Rican mommies, and you're right. I've already come back to the dark side, which is the mocha chocolate mamas that I have. But
they're kind of dangerous, okay?
Let's get into you. I have a question for you. Seriously,
yes.
Are you watching wrestling these days, Mr. Vega?
Yeah, I watch here there, you know, a little bit. Plus, the guys around me. You know, they talk, you know, the young generation, you know, they talk about wrestling all the time. And when I have some time and I get earlier and home, you know, talking about Mondays, talking about Thursdays when TNA, sometimes Saturdays they show something here. And my kids wake me early, you know, I surf and sometimes I watch something. But, you know, I could say the full time, you know, not. But here there, I watch it, yeah.
Okay, so with you watching wrestling today, let me ask you a question. TNA
yep.
or WWE, who do you think's on top right now and why?
Well, it's wrestling and, you know, talking about the sports, if you want to talk about that part, it's the same. But in the marketing, it's very, very different. WWE is going to a different ball game in marketing and promoting the show and his athletes, you know, and TNA also they doing their stuff, but it's a you know it's almost half, and you know I cannot say half, but it's some percentage of the same fans watch both companies, and it's another percent that don't like either that WWF or WWE or TNA. You know, but in the marketing is in where is the magic is a very, very different the ball game the WWE is playing right now.
Okay. I have my co-host on Big Deep in the Brick. You got a question from Savio Vega?
Yes, how you doing?
Savio, how you doing, man?
All right, man, okay.
Good.
If you hear some commotion in the back, that's my kids, they're eating and they fighting all the time.
Just like mine, I got four of them.
You know, me too.
Yeah, I had two questions for you. Actually, I'll start
yes.
with the first one. I know you were wrestling in FTNT in Puerto Rico when you
yep.
first started,
yes.
and
yep.
and I know they had brought you up as Quang, and you did that for a year, and then they repackaged you as Savio Vega, the character we've known in the States. My
uh-huh.
question is: let's say if this was 1998, and Vince McMahon hired you. Do you think the TNT character would have fit the Attitude Era at that point, or would the Savio Vega character fit the Attitude Era, in your opinion?
Well, you know, my opinion could be in you know, in some, you know, talking about percentage, you know, they're going to listen to, but whatever they want is what they're going to push. You know, you could come with good ideas, and, you know, their ideas probably going to be a lot better. You know, and talking about the how we're gonna push and plug a big time character, you know, I don't know why, and I've been talking to some fans here there. I don't know why they don't keep pushing the Quan gimmick. A lot of people like that gimmick. With that kind of, you know, with that year that gimmick, I wrestled Bret Hart and I break. With Bret Hart and Undertaker, we break two TV ratings records. You know, that means that character was believable for the fans in that moment. You know, if not, of course, the ratings should be maybe less or maybe the same. But two breaking records, one with Bret if I wrestle him in a Monday Night Raw. That time was TV taping. TV
exactly.
taping. And was... a Raw, and we break the record. And another time was with Undertaker when he come back, and one of the times that he come back, and we break the record too. So I don't know why they decide, you know, to take it out and do other stuff with the Savio Vega, which was okay too. You know, I'm not yelling and bitching and moaning about that, but I mean it's a lot of stuff they could do with that character.
Okay, now, Savio, why do you think you wasn't ever brought back up to the WWE television?
Tell me again, sorry?
Why do you think he was never brought back to WWE television?
Well, that's a good question. Yeah, that's a good question to do to the office over there. You know, I mean, not the office, to Vince McMahon.
Well, to us, you had a big following from my vantage point. A lot of people love the Savio Vega character, and I thought that the Lost for Week was thing was good. I thought the gang warfare of what they had going on was awesome. So, you know, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, what's good, but, you know, they was already in the change. Vince already have another vision. How to take the company to another level. You know, we finished there in 1999, and if you see the 2000, 2001, that's when the company went public and explode big time, you know,
right.
And, you know, which is a great thing, you know, for them. Vince became a billionaire, you know, and a man that was against the wall in one time, you know, with no money, broke, another time with a case and his ribs, you know, going to court. I mean, he come through all this stuff, and I mean, he have already his nose off the water with the company. I mean, and you see it right now. It's you know, it's still up and downs, you know, but the company is number one right now.
And definitely that it is. Now, what do you think is probably the difference from wrestling down there, you know, back there in Puerto Rico now, and then wrestling here in the States? What's the big difference? I know we hear a lot of differences between, you know, the Lucha Libre style of wrestling, but that, you know, with all due respect, that's Mexican style wrestling. Is there a difference?
Well, yes. Puerto Rico is more of United States wrestling. It's a big different from the Lucha Libre Mexican, Lucha Libre, or the South America, different parts of South America, they use Mexican style because maybe, you know, one of the top guys, whoever, wrestled in Mexico before and come back and, you know, continue with that style over there. But here in Puerto Rico is American style, you know. A lot of the superstars from the early years come here to the company that was in those years from the 70s, till now, the Capital Sport promotion through wrestle. And, I mean, what happened here in Puerto Rico, the people still hot about wrestling and the point of view of they fight for their favorite wrestler. You know, they bet for that guy. They believe in that guy. But in that point, you need to be the best. I mean, Puerto Rico is 100 miles for 35 miles. And sometimes we, I mean, not right now because the economy and everything, you know, coming, pushing us, you know, to against the wall. So we run in our company, the International Wrestling Association, IWA, we run in once a week. And before, we run in 4 days a week, you know. And to run 4 weeks, you know, 4 times or 4 days a week, you have to have 4 different cards, 4 different matches, I mean, different everything. So whoever was the booker in those times had to be a smart guy and have a good strategy because few fans follow you every day, every week, you know, everywhere you go. And wasn't that big time the internet. So you could do whatever you could do in different places. But here in Puerto Rico was very different. You have to change the strategy every night.
Okay. Now, let me ask you a little different question because I want to get into a little bit of what's going on today. Now, of all time, right, there's a little list out there that people have. You have Hogan, Rock, Austin, and now Cena. Who do you think will probably go down as maybe one of the greatest of all time amongst the fans?
The name always running out of my head, but Bob Orton Jr. What is his name?
Randy Orton.
Randy.
Right.
Randy have the 100% my back. The guy have what's need to be the main mega superstar. The only thing Randy need is what Vince is doing with Rock and Cena. You know, at this moment, that should do it with Orton, not with Cena. You know, because Orton, well, you know, he's doing with Cena because maybe he needs it.
But Orton by himself, he is in that level. He got the perfect timing. The story that they're doing with him here, there, you know, I don't have to watch every Monday, every week to know that somebody has the tools to be a superstar. And Orton have that. Orton, you know, he have the timing. He got the look. Not because I'm a fan of him, because I'm not a fan of and no wrestlers. You know, I know what is inside, inside and outside of the ring. So he got the timing, you know, to be one of the greatest. And what he need is, and all this generation that Vince have over there, what they need is the old timers. That Undertaker,
right.
That maybe the Bret Hart, that
right.
The Rock, that maybe Savio Vega, that Austin. I mean, they need the old timers to take those guys to another level. Because what Vince is looking right now is for pretty face, tall guys, good body,
mm-hmm.
you know, nice guys, and looking good in the ring. I mean, that bring you money, of course, but it's gonna be like in a long run. I mean, but you need the old timers to push those guys, you know, to take it to another level. I mean, you got Jericho, which is a great performer inside the ring. But Jericho's already been seen there, you know, so many times. You need somebody from outside. You need those guys from the 90s, to,
right.
you know, the brawlers, the fighters, you know, the people that know the you know, when you're gonna chop or kick somebody, you see a kick and you see the chop. I mean, that's what I believe those guys need over there to take them to another level.
I'm glad you said that. Because I've been telling people that for a while, that if these young guys are going to get over, they need the veterans that was here before them to put them over and allude to what you said about the bodies that Vince. That's how it was in the early 80s when you had a bodybuilding type kind of guy. And Big D, you had another question for Fabio?
And it's no more characters. You don't see no characters there. I mean, you
right.
see, okay, they have some kind of a name and a character, but nothing like the 80s and the 90s. You know, you don't see that no more. I mean, they're coming slowly, I don't know. But what they need is a feud with some kind of old-timers to take those guys to another level, because they're going to do it themselves, but it's going to take more time. I mean, right now, this deal of Vince doing with The Rock and Cena, they're going to take Cena to another level big time. You know, he's already on top, but that's
right.
going to push him more.
Exactly.
More.
Big D?
Hey, Savio, it's me. It's Derek again. I have one more question I have for you. What was it like wrestling for Carlos Colon in the WWC? How was that, and as far as him being a promoter, and if you could compare him and Vince McMahon, what's the difference of the two?
That was a great school when I start. You know, I worked in that company before as a security with my cousins. They was security guard, the bodyguards for the wrestlers. You listen to that? I got my kids here with me. No,
yeah, cool.
I just had to go to and attack mine, so I understand.
You know, and you know, that was a great school. I learned before I performed in their ring outside doing security. I learned how to be around those guys, those old timers, and then when I had the chance to wrestle with them, I mean, was great. My beginner's years, they sent me to. Actually, Luke William, the Bushwhacker Luke, sent me to Bill Watts, to Louisiana, and then they sent me to Mexico. I was in Louisiana for around four months. Then I went to Mexico for 3 months. Then I come back here, and I was doing the TNT. That's I'm talking about 87. You know,
exactly.
Then from 87 up, I went to do the gimmick as a TNT. And I was big time over with the people, you know, because the character was so mystery, you know, by that time. The company and the business was kind of a slow. And this character come from nowhere, you know, wearing a karate gimmick outfit. And what is it called, a pain in the face. I never talk. I have a manager, and I was just there staring at the camera and the people. And when I went inside, you know, I was, you know, full of power, you know, sort of stuff. And I mean, people loved that gimmick for a long time. And then all the storylines that we did with that character, I worked with a lot of people from the States. Terry Funk, I have blast matches with him, man. I saw him a couple of weeks in wrestling the reunion in L.A., and we talked about that. And Abdullah the Butcher, Iron Sheik, Tony Atlas, even Brody. I mean, I have I work with a bunch of guys from the States, being a local guy, like a local guy, and the people love that gimmick. They still talking about the TNT. I come back here and after WWF, and we do the TNT a little bit. Then I went to Savio Vega full time, and we success with that. Being a general manager of the IWA, and I mean, was heavy stuff what we do here from the 2000, from the 2000 till 2010. Now we're still standing, you know, we're still running.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
That's amazing. Do you see? Like I heard you say, you know, Savio Vega. I like how you put that out there because I think you can still go in the ring. Obviously, do you see maybe TNA or Vince giving you a call? And if they did. If Vince called and TNA called, where does Savio Vega want to go if given the opportunity?
Let's talk about money. Let's talk about money. You know, I'm not dying to jump in a ring. You know, to jump here there. I got four mouths here to feed, and you know, I need to go with that. You know, whatever they say, I do it. You know, this is the one that the own his body right here. But I work for TNA about a year or so ago as a agent with the TNA Knockouts. One day, Dutch Mantel, he was there. He called me and he said, "Hey, you like to work for us here?" I said, "Doing what?" He said, "Well, I have a spot for you as an agent with the Knockouts. You know, you help me in that. I'll be with you all the time and blah, blah, blah." I said, "Well, let's do it." I worked over there for a year, and I went out of my way to have my team get better. I mean, the team of the girls. Something that they don't pay me for, I want to do it because, hey, I was known that if they get better, my work get better and easy. So what
right.
I do, you know, we get on Mondays and Tuesday morning at 8 o'clock, you know, everybody downstairs in the hotel, and we go to the gym. I mean, not to the gym, to the ring, in at the arena to perform and train. So I teach the girl, whoever teach them, that's great. I mean, they took it to one point. Now they're in my hands. We're doing something over there. I want them to do better. So I took the girls, you know, a few times to the gym and, I mean, to the ring to perform and train, you know, the way that I want them to do it on TV. And with my broken Spanish or my broken English, sorry, I teach them a few tricks, you know, to get better. And a few times, to be honest, a few of the guys see things that I want to do with the girls, with the early old stuff that we do in Puerto Rico before, and they went to the, you know, to the main guys over there to bitch about it. Why are the girls going to do that? We are the boys. We this, we that. And here they come to change. Hey, you can't do that. I said, why? Tell me why. I mean, you're going to tell me that the girls can't do this? Why? Oh, because, you know, the boys, fuck the boys. I'm sorry. But I said, you know,
that's all right.
You know, don't tell me the guy's going to do this. And, you know, and a few times I got hot and we changed whatever we want. And to be honest, the girls tell me, hey, we're going to do it better. I said, okay, let's do it. And, you know, that way, kind of a lot better. One time we changed a finish and became a blast. The guys changed everything. Well, you know, whatever we have, I said, oh, that's good. You want to do that? All right. We're going to do it a lot better now because it's not what you're going to do in this moment. It's what you have under your sleeve to come a lot better. So that's what we do. You know, we the girls performed one time in a pay-per-view, and, I mean, I was so happy that I started yelling all over the place to make sure that everybody know that we do better than the boys.
Hey, well, with that being said, Savio Vega, before I let you go, two questions, a two-parter. Where can we see you at next, and how long before we can see you here in the States?
Well, I'm going to be May 5th. I'm going to be May 5th in Vineland, New Jersey.
Right down the street.
A company around there. Yeah.
Well, what company?
DTW.
Oh, I know about, you know what? I was doing play-by-play for those guys.
Oh, yeah? DTW, with Junior.
Yeah.
And also, today I was working, some booking for Indiana, I believe so. That's going to be in April, April 14, 15, and 16. I'm going to be around that area. And here in Puerto Rico, I'm out right now, out of the ring for a little while. Probably I come back anytime. I don't know when exactly, but, you know, I still partner with Miguel Perez. Remember the Boricua, Miguel Perez, the hairy guy?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, him and me and Quiñones, we opened the company here, and him and me, I mean, Victor died, you know, and Miguel and me, we continue with the company. And we're running the company here. Everybody that want to know about the company, the page is IWA, or the website is IWA PR of Puerto Rico, PR.TV, IWA PR.TV. Also, it's in your face, what do you call it, your face, YouTube, whatever. I forget the name right now. It's a bunch of stuff. And, your face, whatever. Face, what is it called? Jesus Christ. What is the name? The big website where everybody get into. Log
YouTube?
In.
YouTube? Or
YouTube. YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I'm on Twitter, too. You can check me on Twitter. That's where I met Mike, huh?
Yes, sir.
On Twitter.
Twitter's a wonderful tool. I love it.
Yes. Yes. You could get me on Twitter, too. Facebook. You could get the IWA in Facebook, and also Savio Vega in Facebook, and Spliff Box. I'm Spliff Box too. So I mean, you could get me every anywhere. I could. I'm gonna put, of course, where Savio Vega is gonna be. If one of the companies, call me one of these days. I don't know when. You know, they have another story in their hands to do. But if that happened, I'll let you know, guys.
Okay. Well, Mr. Vega, it's been a pleasure and an honor more than anything to have you on. I've watched you.
Thank you, man.
Growing up as a child. Now I'm a grown man, and I'm still watching the DVDs. Look, before I let you go real fast, I have a promo that you cut back in the day. I want to ask you to see if you remember this promo right here. Check this out.
Go ahead.
Not in this business. Last we saw you last week, you had just stolen the DOA bike.
Stolen? Funny, you're crazy. We just got the bike to have a nice ride, you know, in Atlantic City. But you know what? We returned the bike because the new commissioner, he got kind of upset. And, they don't look like the same, but they have it.
Okay, but coming up at Grand Bureau, you're involved in the big triple threat match against Farouk and Crush. Can you tell us your strategy for that match?
Yeah. Ground Zero. I can't wait to get in the ring against Farouk and Crush. Farouk, you fire me for Nation of Domination, punk. And Crush, I don't like you because you always talk about Puerto Rican. And Ground Zero, Savio Vega está listo para cualquier cosa. Tú tienes tu gente, yo tengo a mis hermanos conmigo y vamos a estar bien preparados en Ground Zero. Así que yo espero que ustedes estén bien preparados porque Savio Vega es un boricua y un boricua 100% de pura cepa. ¡Boricua! ¡Woo!
Now, question.
Oh, my God. Ground Zero.
What did you say? Can you translate for us? What did you say that night on pay-per-view?
The part in Spanish, because the part in English, I didn't even know what I said. But no, I just say to Crush and Farouk fired me from the Nation of Domination. And Crush, you always talking about Puerto Ricans, and you have your people, and I have my people. So Ground Zero, you know, be ready because we're gonna get on it. And well, you know, talking about Crush, man, he passed away, a great guy.
Yeah, what a, Brian
what
Adams.
A guy, man, what yeah. a guy, man. I just mentioned him. I got goosebumps, man. I got goosebumps. What a guy. I don't know. I know how I'm speechless, to be honest. I like that guy so much. You know, he was a good people with me. He was a great guy in on the road, in the ring. I mean, funny guy. Man, God bless his soul and his family, man. Farouk, he's still around. You know, if he ever listen or he's listening right now, somebody, Savio Vega, send, you know, hey, you know, and you know, good guys. But I mean, what's a good era? By that, you know, 99.
It was great times. It was great
man.
Times, Savio. Listen,
man,
thank
man.
You for coming into the barbershop. I hope we did
yep.
your fade real nice. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the great, the future Hall of Famer, Savio Vega.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Thank you,
thank
sir.
You very much. Take care of yourself.
Ladies and gentlemen, the show of shows. If you are a wrestling fan, this is for you. Big D, Big Easy from the Brick, we'll be right back after this SmackDown Moment 3, and we ain't done yet, guys. The wrestling shows is here in the barbershop today. We don't just talk chicks. We don't just talk football. We don't just talk basketball and baseball. And is that your hair? Or is that not your hair? Was that a big boob or a little boob? Nice booty or a little booty? We talk it all here in the barbershop. We'll be right back with Lance Hoyt.
And now The Rock, the promo pool. No quit in the champion. The Rock, but no, no. Bottom to Chris Benoit. All hot, The Rock. Spear. Cover, that's it. And Rock win. Edge and Rock win. Edge pins Eddie Guerrero. It's a huge win for The Rock and Edge. Wait a minute! Brock Lesnar and The Rock has been waiting for this moment for weeks to get his hand on Brock Lesnar.
The first time that Rock and Brock got face-to-face on SmackDown, guys. SmackDown had their 600th episode yesterday. As I'm sitting there and I plan the game, I like to play with our next guest, and I'm going to tell you why, because he's underrated on the game, and I got a couple of questions about him being in the game with him as well, and I love the theme song they give him. You might know him as Lance Hoyt. I like him better as Vance Archer, but ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, again, I told you, this is the barbershop, and we got big things going on in this show. So, guys, no other than Lance Hoyt. What's going on, Lance? How you doing, big guy?
I'm good, man. How you doing today?
I'm doing great, guy. Listen, I'm going to just jump into it right here, right now. TNA, WWE, better place to work.
They're both great, man.
Both great. I can't get one over the other on this one, huh? Don't want to burn no bridges. I understand. I understand. Now, look, I don't know if nobody ever asked you this question. I got to ask it. Do you have... Are you receiving residuals from being on SmackDown versus Raw 2011 game?
Eventually, I will for sure. It just came out in October, so I'm waiting to see what I get.
Okay, they make sure they do you good. You and my boy Shad. Okay, because I put you two together as a tag team on there, and I have to admit I've been running roughshod through the WWE universe right now with you guys on there. You play with you online, people go, oh, you got Vance Archer. They think you're underrated. I hated the shortness of time, Lance, that you had there. I'm not going to lie. I wasn't the biggest fan of how TNA used you with the Rock and Rave effect.
Right.
I thought you could have been used better than that. So when Vince finally gave you the call, or however that goes, you know, we only people who speculate. You know the real deal. You finally got the call up to the big boys, to in my opinion, the WWE, and you was on ECW. How was that time from ECW, from then going over to SmackDown?
You know, it was a long wait, actually, you know, because I had no idea. Nobody really knew what was going on. You know, at the end of ECW, I actually took the ball out of a lot of our hands. See some of the new superstars that exist today with, you know, Jack Swagger, Sheamus, and Epiphone, and Kofi Kingston, all those guys. And they kind of got their start through ECW, but they were given that time to mature and become a part of the WWE universe. And unfortunately for myself and a few other guys, when ECW shut down as quickly as it did once we debuted, it really pulled the rug out from underneath us. So that time frame in between working on ECW and then appearing on SmackDown, it was hard. But, you know, there was a lot of good people there. I made a lot of good friends. I was traveling with a lot of good people. So that part made it easier to deal with. But, you know, not knowing what's going to happen and where you're going to go and what's going to be of you, that's a hard thing to deal with sometimes. But you got to end this business.
Right. Now, you were part of that big release that came late last year, or I think that was in the summertime of last year, which actually, when you go over the list, was shocking by a lot of people because as I look at wrestling as a fan, just from a fan's point of view, I finally tell everybody I see the youth push finally coming. So why push out a lot of the youth that they did push out? Did you have, or did you and maybe a couple other guys maybe have problems with that? And, you know, how did that all go down as far as the release and everything like that happened?
Basically, you know, in November when the slew of us got, you know, released, it was more or less brought out to me as a budgetary reason. And the way they did it, I can only assume that's kind of really what happened. Is that somewhere down the line, somebody said, all right, we need this much money come from our budget. How are we going to do it? Where are we going to trim from? And unfortunately, you know, there was 7 kids out of developmental. There were 6 of us off the main roster. There were 4 writers and a referee all in a week and a half period. You know, myself, Kaelin Cross, Luke Gallows, we weren't being used very extensively. And traditionally, I think sometimes you see guys like that in those situations. They get time off, or they're you know, they don't appear as much, but they're given time to mature and to become what, you know, they want to see from them, and then given another opportunity to excel and become a part of the WWE universe in a big way. But unfortunately, this business, you know, I've seen a lot of downturn in the independent scene, all the way up to WWE, watching the houses grow smaller. You know, people, I think the economy is just down to a point where people are just not going to the shows as much as they used to. And unfortunately, when there's less revenue coming in, they're going to choose to push less revenue out. You know what I'm saying? And unfortunately, I think I was part of that.
Okay. Now, see, here's my thing with all that, you know, being said. And again, with all due respect, as a fan, again, I'm speaking from a fan's point of view. That's all we know how to do is be a fan. So, you know, you have your marks out there for this guy or this guy or this fed or that fed.
Right.
I feel as a fan, with all the talent that's out there, okay, and I think you're a very talented wrestler. I loved when they had you in the tag team with Beretta, who's still on SmackDown. I thought that could work, but they didn't. I'm sorry. I had the name wrong. I know I did.
Curt Hawkins,
right. Now, the tag team division in WWE is like it's like non-existent, and then you have all these guys on the roster that you can make it mean something. Do you think that the WWE just doesn't value tag team wrestling anymore, or they just don't know how to use a tag team storyline?
You know, I just think, unfortunately, their focus has gone completely away from tag teams because, like you said, there were, you know, with Curt Hawkins and I at the time, the Hard Time Foundation, the Usos had just come about, the Dude Busters, you know, you had the FDS. You had a lot of things that were, you know, a lot of good guys that could create a good tag division, but just unfortunately the company was choosing not to go in that direction. I have no understanding why, but, you know, unfortunately, you know, for guys like myself and Kaelin Cross out of Dudes and Luke Gallows out of SES and, heck, even the Hart Dynasty, which was just a solid tag team. They were tag champions for a long time.
Right.
You know, they're not a tag team anymore, you know, and I just think the company – for whatever reason, chooses not to push tag teams. I don't know why. I don't think they don't see a value in it. They just don't have a desire to
I think that's where the ball is dropped. I think that's where the ball is dropped. I mean, it really is. Like you said, you had the Usos. You got the Hart Dynasty. I mean, you're breaking up what kept, you know, like before the early 90s, you know, the late 90s where you had the Lucha Libres for WCW that, you know, might have been the backbone of the show. Tag team wrestling used to be in the forefront before you had all your big superstars come out. Now, I'm going to ask you the same question. We had Scott Hall on earlier. We had just got off with Savio Vega. Now, you played Lance Hoyt in TNA. You were Vance Archer in WWE. Which gimmick was the best for you? Which one did you prefer playing?
You know, Lance Hoyt is me. That's
right.
My name. That was kind of given to me by Dusty Rhodes. You know, my time in TNA, I had three different names. I started out as Dallas, branched off into Lance Hoyt and the whole Hoytomania thing. And then when I finished off there a few years ago, you know, Lance Rock with the Rock and Rave Infection. And all aspects of that in TNA were fun in different times and had its high points and low points. And Vance Archer the same. You know, Vance Archer is a culmination of a name kind of – Vance obviously played off of my name. Archer is my father's name, so that's where that came from.
Okay, awesome.
You know, and it was an opportunity with that to be more just a – excuse my language, ass kicking, take no names, take no prisoners guy, you know. But unfortunately, I think with ECW shutting down, to build on that, to grow from that, to become more of that, and to really find out who Vance Archer was and is, was pulled away because ECW went away. And then with SmackDown and Raw, there's so many good, talented guys out there, and the time is so short and limited, you know. Unfortunately, I think even as the tag team we had, and because there wasn't a focus on that tag team division, myself and other guys, unfortunately, never had that opportunity to really grow. So I've enjoyed all of them. I've enjoyed, you know, aspects of being Vance Archer, Lance Hoyt, Dallas, Lance Rock, all of them, you know, a bunch of crazy names. But unfortunately, in my opinion, and this is my opinion, and I agree with you wholeheartedly, I think I've got a lot to offer and a lot of talent that just hasn't completely been tapped into each and every time for each and every one of those characters and times on the card and in the shows. I really, in my opinion, wasn't given enough time to really grow and for the audience to accept that. And that's really in this business for me.
I'm sorry that I cut you off. I've cut a lot of people off. I try to turn it down as low as I can. I was trying to agree with you there because, you know, I'm older. You know what I mean? I'm a 35-year-old guy, so I've been watching wrestling since the early 80s. I still respect pure wrestling, and I think sometimes that's lost in the sauce. But I have one of my co-hosts on, Big D from the Brick. You got a question for our guest?
Actually, I do. How you doing, Lance? How's everything?
Good.
I'm glad to hear. I just had a question about, as far as preference is concerned. I know just to be in the business itself and working for WWE is a tremendous opportunity, and I hope someday we get to see you back on WWE television soon. Did you prefer to work single or tag? Because I know you're talking about the tag team thing, and I wish they would have some. I wish they had a road agent that was just booking specifically for tag team. If they had, you know, somebody like a Ricky Steamboat that's booking for tag teams, or even an Arn Anderson who's a tag team specialist, you know, booking for tag teams and really building that division again. If you were to go back, let's say Vince McMahon hires you back tomorrow, and he were giving you a choice to say, hey, do you want to go tag or do you want to go single? What direction would you want to go in?
Great question.
I think as with everybody that's in this business, it's fairly much an individualistic business. But then again, there are guys, you know, the Dudleys, I love them, and they're most notarized as the Dudleys, you know. And it's, I think as singles guys, they can kick some butt and they can take some names, but I think people will just always want to see them as singles guys, you know, as a tag team, excuse me. For myself, if there was a true, strong focus, I always enjoyed tag teams. I had fun. Like, Kid Cash and I had a lot of fun. There was a good dynamic between he and I. Jimmy Rave and I had a good tag team because he was so good, so fluent in the ring, and, you know, completely different style from Kid Cash, you know, when I was at TNA. And Curt Hawkins, you know, nonstop attitude, if you want to talk about that. He's just awesome. You know, the things that each one of those guys brought to the ring, and I think what I brought to the ring, if you could combine that and give it that time, like I said, I think every worker, every wrestler, every entertainer has to have time in front of those people for them to accept that. I would love to come in and be a great tag team guy if the tag team division was really focused upon. Now, just personally, I would love to be an amazing success as an individual, to be a world champion, to stand on my own, to say that I was a success, You know, obviously, the company gave me the opportunity, but I took it, ran with it, and became something because of it. So, I mean, to ask me what I would rather do, I don't know, man. I would rather be a success and people to remember me forever in this business, but in any way that's possible, whether it's as a singles guy or a tag team guy, depending on what the focus goes at.
Now,
I respect that answer. I'm sorry, I need to cut you off, Mike.
Go ahead. I don't respect that answer.
Okay.
Are you still wrestling today and trying to get in? Are you doing indie shows?
Yeah, I am, man. I've got a show next Sunday for a company in Austin, Texas called TCW. I work extensively with another company in San Antonio, Texas called RCW, River City Wrestling. I work with the NWA affiliate out here in Texas. A lot of stuff in Texas. You know, unfortunately, I wish it was more prevalent and there was a lot more going on. And unfortunately, like I said, the economy has really affected all of wrestling, and you know, I've traveled. I've worked for All Japan in Japan, you know, a couple times. There's another smaller company in Japan I've worked for several times. I'm trying to get back over there right now, but even their business is down to a point where it's hard for them because you know they have to pay for the flights, the hotels, and all that stuff. And you're not just traveling a state over; you're traveling the world over. So, still wrestling, still doing it, working where I can, when I can. You know, bringing the best to the table every time that I do. But, you know, unfortunately, with the economy being down, a lot of places are picking and choosing when they can spend the money. So,
hey, I know our time with you, Lance, is short. So I want to go ahead and thank you for coming on to the Best Damn Show on Radio. I got to get you back on for my next big wrestling show. Okay.
All right. Let's do that.
I know I got the contact information, but I know you got things that you're doing currently now, and our time is short. So I just want to thank you for coming on, making this show. You know, I know it's the barbershop, and you still got that long hair. You still got the long hair. So
from the time that they cut it, I've been growing it as long as it can be. It looks good right now.
Okay. So you came into the barbershop, you got a little wash on, so and you sat here and gave us some good conversation, ladies and gentlemen. Stand up and on your feet. Again, the wrestling show of shows, the best damn show ever brought y'all, Lance Hoyt. Thank you, Lance.
Thank you.
Guys, there you have it. I've had on the bad guy, Razor Ramon. I've had on the legend, Savio Vega. I'm going to go out there and say it. I had just now on the future in Lance Hoyt. The Best Damn Show on Radio continues to be, guys, you don't believe me? Check the stats. The fastest, rising, most successful show here on Blog Talk Radio. Again, guys, the fastest, growing, most successful show here on Blog Talk Radio. We are the best in sports and entertainment like no other. Big D, we got a call on the line. Let's find out who this is. You're on with the Best Damn Show on Radio, so do me a favor. Please watch your language, or I will bang on you. How can we help you?
Well, Michael, you wanted me, you got me. Aaron is in the house.
What's going on, Aaron? How you doing, sir?
Hey, you've been wanting me for months. Mr. Canellis is in the house.
What do you think of the show so far today?
Man, I love it. You all have done a great job. You aren't the fastest running show for nothing.
Hey, the stats don't lie. I'm just it. That's all I know. But I thank you for finally joining us here on Blog Talk. I've been trying to get you to listen for the last couple of months. It took you long enough.
Well, computer got sick, you know, and you know it was out of commission for you know a little while. So, but hey, finally. The internet has come to Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, you better stop taking my line.
Hey, I didn't say you, I said me.
Well, Aaron, thanks for calling, man. Hold on for me for a second. I still got my panels online. Big D, we got Easy. Easy's been quiet all day. I think Easy's a little bit starstruck because when you come to the Best Damn Show on Radio, well, damn it, you just become a star. So we got Wise Shabazz back with us. Wise, what did you think of the interviews?
Man, I think they were great, man. I think Scott Hall was very interesting, but you know, you can't accept anything, you can't expect anything less from Scott Hall, man. You know what I mean?
You know what? I told my wife, I said, that's what he is. We got what we knew we would probably get from Scott Hall. I mean, he's who he really is.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it is. L Big L Easy Biggie. I know you got a
slide.
I know you got a slide in the background because I heard the echo and hello. What did you think about the interview today, big guy?
No, they were they were great. Scott Hall, boy, I was I'm still up here like I'm trying like I was trying to be quiet because I'm like this dude trying to turn it into his show. I was like, I mean, but I was just like, wow, like he wouldn't even let people get their full question out when he was answering them, and then he like lag away from what he was saying and then come back to what the questions you asked him in the first place. So it was hilarious, but overall it was good. It was good. I remember watching Savio Vega when he was in the Nation of Domination. That was hilarious.
That's because you wanted to be part Puerto Rican, don't lie.
No, I want to be part Puerto Rican. I wanted to be part of the Nation, though. I ain't going to front. I used to put my fist up when they came out.
Who didn't? Why do you think today when I started the show, I started off with that common joint, The Game? Also because
right.
My name is The Game. Before there was a rapper, there was me. Okay, yeah, I took it from Triple H, so what? But still, there, I was seconded with that name. But I had to. I love when he says, got my black fist up because it represents, I got my fist up because it represents black. I personally love that. And the chat room, guys, it was like Shad Gaspar. I can't wait to see the ratings. I mean, the best damn show on radio-wise has been finally put on the map, brother.
Yeah, definitely.
That's what hard work does for you, man.
Hard work, perseverance, my crew. I couldn't have done none of this, A, without, I got to, you know, I got to be typical without my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Then I got my producer at Amira 7 holding it down, doing interviews. And again, I couldn't have been nowhere without Big D from the Brick that gave me the idea to spark this show and Wise giving me the wisdom that I needed and the people that come on that just love to hear me. You know, the best thing I ever heard in my life is I never thought you was funny until I listened to the show. And then Wise said to me one time, he said, people hear you talk normally and think that you don't have nothing to offer, but your show is really good. And then we had Pooch Man on from 100.3 The Beat, said, yo, point blank, you're funny, and if I was an A&R exec, I would give you a job right now. So this is to go out there to all those other shows. You know, big shout out to the Blind Side Sports, my man Gerald, and all those guys out there. I have to separate myself from them because they're your sports shows, guys. I'm not your typical sports show. This is sports entertainment. Like the wrestling show we just gave you today, that's what we are, okay? But next week, we go back to sports with entertainment in the barbershop. We're going to go over Easy next week, Big D from the Brick. The NBA All-Star Game, the NBA All-Star Weekend, the fantasy draft that the pros just had, okay? We're going to go over all that next week. And, guys, for everybody out there listening, Aaron, Herbie, everybody, looking coming soon, Big D, the best damn show in radio, our Android app. It's coming, guys. I will have it coming to you soon. So for all those guys that got yourself an Evo, got yourself, you know, your Android phones, look for the best damn show and radio app coming near you soon. But Wise, it took every bit of wisdom to not, you know, come sideways with Mr. Hall. But when he started talking, I just had to think of this to myself.
And can I get a hot tub?
what else can you say? But I mean, because I'm sitting back listening, and I thank him for calling. No disrespect at all, but definitely, one of the questions I wanted to ask him was, is he okay? You know, physically. We all know that he had, you know, some issues, and apparently, he might still have them. Physically, health wise, not mentally, but obviously the mental took over the physical. So
he has a pacemaker, you know what I mean? In his heart. He acts as a pacemaker.
Oh yeah, so yeah, he did have a stroke. We know that. That's been publicized. So I mean, like Big D said, listen, we gotta take him for what he is. Well, I remember my wife was calling when we were trying to get him on the show wise, I kept telling my wife, I said, I'm not worried about Savio Vega or Lance Hoyt. I said, if this man a no show a pay per view, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Who's to say he's going to call into the best damn show in radio? But he did. So we're going to have Savio Vega back on soon, guys. We got Shad Gaspar coming back on soon, guys. Listen, I got your boy Wise going to do the show for the Fantasy Bodies
Who, The Rock?
Not just that. The other Rock you work with out with every day.
Who?
Who you work out with every day?
Who, Fred?
Fred. I talked to Fred yesterday on Facebook.
Okay.
We got Fred coming on. Coming later in March, because I'm just going to let him out there now because God has done wonderful things in my life, so I'm going to share him with you guys. We got Tony Gonzalez coming on the show in March. Yeah, the future Hall of Fame tight end for the Atlanta Falcons, formerly the Kansas City Chiefs, coming on. We got Jason Weaver coming on. Okay, guys?
Justin Bieber.
Not Justin Bieber. If I get Justin Bieber, listen. If I get Justin Bieber wise, that's it, okay?
Yeah, that's it.
we go that's shut down somebody's server. we get Justin Bieber, okay? But he's not exempt. I'll attack him too for him to come onto the show. He needs a little cut. I saw him last night. His hair getting a little bit long. You know, I'm not trying to be his mom or dad, but as a parent, he got to cut that hair before it gets too long, okay? He's not grown yet. So we're going to try to attack Justin Bieber as well. But no, okay, we're talking about Jason Weaver. Okay, he got big things come out. From the movie coming out. He's doing the LeBron's cartoon. He's one of the voices on there. And we just got big things happening. As I look at when Charles Barkley threw the ball and hit Shaq and they fighting on TV, I forgot they fought on TV. That's pretty funny. Charles Barkley and Shaq had a fight.
Yeah, Barkley tried to superplex him.
Yes, he did. Now, while we got 4 minutes left in the show, guys, Big D.
Yo.
How about them Chicago Bulls?
You want to know something, man? I'm going to let everybody know right here and right now. The Bulls are for real. And if everyone will talk about the big three up in Boston, the big three up in Miami, you better be taking a little Midwest to Chicago, Illinois, down on Madison Street. Because I tell you right here and right now, the Bulls are back. This is the 20th anniversary of the first championship. And I would love to see the Bulls play the Lakers like 20 years ago and beat Phil Jackson in the finals. That would be awesome.
You know what?
Wouldn't that be a send-off?
That would be a great send-off.
That would be a great send-off, absolutely.
Even Wise. Wise can be mad about that one.
And you want to know something? A pro wrestling promoter couldn't book it. Like they couldn't even book that. I'm telling you. If that happens, you heard it first right here on the best damn show on radio. I'm telling
you
right now.
Listen, you know what? And this is for all them guys on Twitter right now hating on me. I hear this every day, so this is for you. Okay, I'm going to need to see your hands in the closet right now because everybody knows the best damn show on radio is here to stay. Wise, my time is short, big guy. So I know you alluded to on Twitter that you got some big things coming with WiseFast.com. How far away are we from having that website, big guy?
Man, be up before the end of the month, man.
That is amazing. That is amazing. God is good. Easy.
Yeah.
What's up with the beats, brother?
Well, look, while we were sitting there talking, man, I just had a Jason Rodriguez from MTV. And just responded to me via email about the song that I actually sent to you earlier. He's really feeling the track, and he's actually trying to take it to the unsigned hype portion of MTV. So we'll see how that go. And then you know they're supposed to be starting a label down in Florida, and I'm supposed to be they're trying to sign me. So
that is amazing. While somebody doorbell rings, I like it. We live here on the best damn show in radio. Now, Big D, before we let you go, we'll be going to see you in a movie.
Hey, man, whenever the opportunity comes up, I mean, there's a couple things happening right now that I really can't talk about at this juncture, but just know, like I said, check me out on Twitter at TheRealDTLou for more updates. Also, you can check me out on Facebook.com/TheRealDTLouActor for more details in regards to any updates regarding me and acting and everything else in between.
That's AKA Hollywood. Listen, guys, this was a great show, not because I'm the million-dollar host, but because you're the million-dollar audience. And together, we formed the million-dollar connection. Guys, I am here now and forever will be the fastest growing, rising, most successful show here on Blog Talk Radio. And if you can't love God, how can you love yourself?
You can't see the ball might not get shining now. The game be one game.
Yo, it's the best damn show on the radio. The game version one on your speaker, so here we go. Mike Knox, the triple X hardcore host with the most is the explosive, most electrifying coast to coast. Get ready for sports, entertainment, and all that. If you don't like the way drag, you can really fall back. Confidence is what you call that. Every Saturday from 6 to 7, you know that it's on black. World order, belts, this is so heavenly. So if you don't like it, you should listen anyway. From wrestling to sports to the movies, you name it, yo. Mike Knox, the best damn show on the radio.